Okay. I apologize for being late. Let's see. We left off on Chof Hey on the base. The Gemara is going to have a machlekes regarding the din of Dabba Shein Miskaven. What's the din of Dabba Shein Miskaven? So the original topic appears as a machlekes Rabbi Yehuda, Reb Shimon, and Hilchas Shabbos. Tosfos in a few places. Tosfos has a Giras in the Gemara and Yuma around Daf Lamed Vav Lamed Beis, a gigantic Tosfos that goes from Lamed Vav and Beis to Lamed Zayin and Aleph. Tosfos has the Giras in the Gemara that Rabbi Yehuda's opinion that Dabba Shein Miskaven is also on Shabbos. That's only mid the Rabbanim. Min HaTorah, it would be muta because Malachas Machshavas also Torah. Again, Malachas Machshavas is a phrase that appears in Chumash in connection with Asiyas HaMishkan. But because the Torah has established what are the Lamed HaSavas Malachas, that's the first daf in Bava Kama. Hachta Havi B'Mishkan Chashibi Koraleyav, Hachta Lo Havi B'Mishkan Chashibi Koraley Tolda. Whatever activity was important in construction of the Mishkan is labeled as an Ab Malachas, because the Torah says, I want you to build me a Mishkan, but not on Shabbos, because erecting the Mishkan involved, everything involved was a malacha. So that's how the Tanaim established the Lamates of his malachas. So however the Torah describes the malachas on Mishkan, that's how we would define malachas Shabbos. So since the Torah describes the Mishkan was constructed by the umnim, by the experts, malachas machshavas, so that's how we know that malachas Shabbos needs malachas machshavas. So most of the dinim that are derived from malachas machshavas, let's say, if a person does malacha on Shabbos, ben mekalkel, so it's potter, it's mutter min haTorah. He does malacha kelacha yad, because it lacks malachas machshavas, or he carries pachas mikashir. So the Gemara says in Zvachim, you have in the middle of malachas Shabbos, you have two or three prokim. Whenever you do haitzor, when you carry something into the Bishus HaRabim, or you carry Dalaramas Bishus HaRabim, so depending whether it's wood or metal or paper or water or wine or whatever it is, jewelry, each thing has a different shear. So the Gemara says in Zvachim that if you carry less than the shear, it's a lack of malachas machshavas. Means that it's mutam and atur. The whole issa to carry less than the shear is only the Rabbanim. So usually malachas machshavas, that phrase is quoted, the pasuk, the original source of that phrase is by Malachas HaMishkan, but he carries over to Malachas Shabbos. Usually Malachas Malshevis tells you a kula in Hilchas Shabbos. So that's what Tosis had a girsa in the Gemara in Yuma, Lamed Vav and Beis. If you do a Dabba Shein Miskaven on Shabbos, Rabbi Yehuda holds Aser, it's only Aser mid the Rabbanim. Min HaTorah, Rabbi Yehuda also agrees that if you do a Dabba Shein Miskaven on Shabbos, that's a lack of Malachas Malshevis. The Gemara has one place in Bava Kama in Perek HaKoneis that Malachas Machshavas Asra Torah, Malachas Machshavas tells you a chumra. Usually, it tells you a kula that if it's kalach hayad or if it's mekalkel and so on, Dabba Shein Miskaven is only the rabbanon. So the Gemara says, if you have koyach acham yura boy on Shabbos, that's Malachas Machshavas Asra Torah, that it is a malacha, even though by eish, if you have koyach acham yura eish. Shor bor mava and hever. So hever is eish, the hezek of mazik of eish. So eish means koach acham yurabai. So that's when it then has all the dinam of eish. So the Gemara says, if libo belipso haruach, to make a fire, so then you're not chayiv an eish. Only if I made the fire and the ruach mitsuya carried the fire and burnt down a house. But if the koyach acham yurabai, if libo v'lip sahuroch, I fanned the flame a little bit. What I fanned wouldn't be enough to make it into a davar mazik, because the wind was blowing also. So that's what made the flame serious enough to burn down the trees. A little fire is not going to burn down trees. If you need libo v'lip sahuroch, then it's not chay mishumesh. So the Gemara says, but in Malachas Shabbos, if the koyach acham yurabai helps you accomplish the malacha, then you are chayif. Because Malachas Machshavas Asatar. So that's an unusual Gemara that they use the expression Malachas Machshavas L'chumra. that on Shabbos you chayv, even though on the Zikin you would be potter. But usually Malachas Masheves is mentioned lehokel, that on Shabbos you mekel and mekalkel and kalachayad and dobashen miskaben and so on. So there is a machlekes Rabbi Reb Shimon by dobashen miskaben. What is the original machlekes? Rashi quotes. Here, Rashi, the last narrow line on Chaf Hey on the base, you have narrow lines in Rashi, wider lines, and then very wide line. So in the first, in the last narrow line, in the first wider line, Rashi quotes from Shabbos Dab Chaf Gimel that there's a machleik Zabi Reb Shimon by Goro the Mita Kisa Visapso. If you make a charitz, if a person takes a shovel and he dig, you see, by us, we have a wooden floor or a cement floor or something. We don't have a dirt floor. In Europe years ago, in Eretz Yisrael years ago, days of the Tanaim, the houses had a dirt floor. So if you dig a ditch in the middle of the house, you, if a normal person digs a ditch in the middle of the house, so it's going to be mekalko. So it's not going to be chayv. If he digs a ditch because he wants to put a beam there, then it's chayv mishum bonim. If he digs a ditch basode, he's digging in order to prepare for planting. So it's chayv mishum chorish. Chorish is the first malacha, chorish and then zarea. So the Gemara says, one who makes a charitz, one who digs a ditch basode, chayv mishum chorish. Babai is chayv mishum bonim. Fine. So here the question is, I want to move some furniture on the ground. So I'm not sure how heavy the furniture is and how soft the ground is. Instead of picking it up, picking up the piano, picking up the chair or the table and carrying it from one location to the other, I want to schlep it on the ground. It may or may not cause a charitz. If the earth is soft and the couch is heavy, then it's going to cause a charitz. And if the earth is not that soft and the couch is not that heavy, then it's not going to cause a charitz. So I'm moving, so if it's on Shabbos, I'm interested in moving furniture, which is mutter. That's a pula hamuteris. And I know in advance that this may or may not result in a pula ha'asura. It may or may not make a charitz, depending how soft the earth is and how heavy the furniture is. So that's the original machlekes for Rabbi Reb Shimon, where the Dov Sheni Miskaben on Shabbos is mutter arosa. So again, Tosfos in a few places in Shas, but the main Gemara, what Tosfos says it is, that was their girsa in Yuma and Daf Lamed Vav on the base. The Reb Yudah holds Dov Sheni Miskaven on Shabbos is Asur, that's only Asur Midirabbanon. Why they Asur Midirabbanon? So Tosfos writes there, why is it Mutam and Atar? Because of a lack of Malachas Masheves. So whenever a certain activity would have been Asur in other areas of Halacha, by other Isurim, Dov Sheni Miskaven would have been Asur. It's only mutter min ha-Torah on Shabbos because it's a lack of malachas machsheves. The Tosfos writes an expression, kedei lahashvas Shabbos l'shar kol ha-Torah kula, in order to make Shabbos equal, to equate Shabbos with all the other dinim in the Torah, so they were machmer midrabbanim. So that's why Rabbi Yudah holds that that Dov Sheni Miskaven is also midrabbanon on Shabbos. In other areas outside of Shabbos, Rabbi Yudah will hold Dov Sheni Miskaven is Asur min ha-Torah. What's an example of Dov Sheni Miskaven where Rabbi Yudah holds Asur min ha-Torah? So the Gemara has an example. You have, let's say there are two branches of the same store where they sell women's clothing. And in one store, they ran out of clothes. So they call up the branch and they say, please carry over 10 blocks away downtown. Please bring us 30 dresses this size and this make. So the fellow, sometimes you see them walking in the street with a coat rack, which has 30 dresses on, and sometimes they carry it on their back. So if they carry the clothing on their back, let's say the clothing is shatnas. So in Shatnas, there are two prohibitions. There's an Issa Levisha and there's an Issa Ha'alo'a. Levisha is if you're wearing a garment, clothing apparel, you're wearing clothing, that's Shatnas. Then there's an Issa Ha'alo'a. Let's say I'm wearing pajamas when I go to sleep, The pajamas are not shatnas, but the blanket is shatnas. So you know, the pajamas is clothing. It's clothing, night clothing, it's sleep clothing. But the blanket is not clothing. The blanket may not be made from shatnas because it says Vega klaim shatnas lo ya'ale olecha. So the Gemara in the beginning of Yevamos has this around Afeya. So there's an Issa Levisha and there's an Issa Ha'aloh, two different Isurim in Shatnas. In fact, the Rambam holds that there's a difference between the two, that Levisha is prohibited, even if you're just trying on the suit to see if it fits, to see what it looks like. It's Levisha She'en Bo Hanoe. Masha'enik Ein Ha'aloh is only prohibited if it's Ha'aloh She'esh Bo Hanoe. Let's say I lay down on a bed and I use a blanket to see if it's the right size. Is it big enough for me or do I need a bigger blanket? But I'm not really benefiting from the blanket. I want to just see if it's the right size. So that's called ha'aloh she'en bo hanoh. So that's mutter. So the Rambam holds that there's a difference. The ha'aloh is only osur b'shatnes if it's ha'aloh she'esh bo hanoh. That's what it says in the Gemara. And Levisha, the Rambam has a chiddush. Levisha is aser, even if it's Levisha she'en bo hanoh. So the Gemara says, is a person, a Jewish person, a religious person, is he allowed, is he permitted? He's selling all the clothes in Harlem, let's say, and all the customers are Nochrim, and there's no Shaila v'lifni, but the Sita Michal, he's selling shatnas to the Nochrim. Shatnas is muta ba'anoa, kilai hakerim. Is also ba'anoa, but kloy begotem is muta ba'anoa, just he can't sell it to a Jew, that'll be a violation of lifne'iver, but to sell it to a nochri, to where there's no lifne'iver, it's muta ba'anoa. So the only shaila is, though, I want to transport it, I want to carry it on my back, and move it from one location to the other, I'm going to walk on the street. I'm not wearing the dresses, it's women's dress, I'm not wearing the dresses, but it's a chilly day, and so if it's so chilly that he wants to hold the dresses on his back, he's not wearing a coat, he's just in his shirt sleeves. He's going with a shirt, without a jacket, without a sweater, and it's chilly outside, it's cold outside. So if he's going to carry the dresses, the 30 dresses from one store to the other, in such a way that it's going to cover his body, he's not in violation of Levisha. He's carrying a malbush, but he's not doing Levisha on the malbush. It's a women's clothing. He's doing ha'aloh on it. So if he's going to cover his body with the dresses in such a way to keep him warm, then it's ha'aloh, she'esh ba'anoh. If it's, he's not, it's a hot day in the middle of the summer. He's not getting any anoh, forget, he's perspiring, he doesn't enjoy it at all. So then it's ha'aloh, she'en bo hanoh, he doesn't have hanoh at all. What if he doesn't know exactly what's doing outside? He's going to carry the 30 dresses 10 blocks in the street to bring it to the other branch of the same store. And he doesn't know whether he is going to get any hanoi from the ha'aloh. So is it asur amutah? So that's a machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. That's on a level of a deraisa. The case of the goro to meet the kitz of his safsol, even if it will make a haritz. So Tosis quotes a Gemara, does by us on daf chafem and base in the middle of the Tosis lo yafsher. Tosis quotes it's a beferish Gemara but mem adlikin. It's a Shabbos chavtes. So on the side, they corrected it. Bamei Madlikin is the wrong perek. Bamei Madlikin, Masech Shabbos, has 24 prokim. We mentioned because the Shabbos is considered in our literature, Shabbos is considered like a kala, as if the Jewish people are married with the Shabbos. We the chosen, and Shabbos is the kala. And the kala in the days of Tanakh, it says in Novi Yecheskel, the practice used to be that she would wear 24 pieces of jewelry. So the Rabbi Yehuda Anasi made 24 prokim of Masech Shabbos to give it the 24 tachshitim. 24 prokim are the 24 tachshitim of the kala of Shabbos. So it's not in Bama Adlikin is the second perek. More correct, I should say perek Kira is the third perek on Daf Mem Zainan base, not on Daf Chavtes. You can see in Tes, it says Shabbos Chavtes, they didn't write Omid Aleph or Omid base because it's not an Omid Aleph, it's not an Omid base, it's not a Shabbos Chavtes. It's the wrong perek. It's really in perek Kira. So it says Beferish in that Gemara that even if you make a charitz, if you take a shovel and you dig a charitz, so if you dig a charitz, babayis chay mishum boina, if you dig a charitz, basadi chay mishum chorish. But if you're moving furniture and agaburcha, the charitz is formed, that's called kalachayad. So kalachayad is only going to be the rabbanon anyway. That's like hakosa bismol. If a person is a righty, he writes with the left hand, that's kalachayad. If you carry a suitcase in your right hand or your left hand, Mishnah said that's the same. Even if you're a righty, if you're carrying the left hand, that's normal. But if you're going to write with the left hand, that's kalachayad. Or if you're going to make a charitz instead of using a shovel, you're going to make a charitz by moving a heavy piece of furniture, that's the worst it's going to be. Even if you're mechadim to make the charitz, the worst is going to be as a malocha derabbanan, because on the level of the rice, it's kalachayad. So it's mutamanatar. So the machlekes, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, where the goy rode the meat, the keys of his safsal, who bevach leis kaven lasel charitz, he doesn't want to make a charitz. That's the machlekes, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, where the dov sheinim is kaven, is also a muta. The worst the malocha can be is only midirabon. Masha'eni kein, in the case of mochrek sus mochren kedarkon, the person is going to sell women's clothing and he has it on his back when he's transporting it from one location to the other. And so if he does get hanoa from it, it's ha'aloh sheyesh bo hanoa, if it protects him from catching a cold because it's very cold outside. And because he's carrying the 30 dresses, the women's dresses, it keeps him warm, then he is in violation of an isa deraisa. So that machleg zabi Reb Shimon is a case that is deraisa. So Rashi there in Yuma and Daf Lamed Vav, Rashi shita is that Rabbi Yehuda holds Dovashenim is Kavin is Asur, is only Asur. The Gemara holds Gemara Sebefer is calling to Rabbi Yehuda Dovashenim is Kavin. In other cases, in Hilchas Shabbos, Tosis holds that Rabbi Yehuda's sheet is only with the Rabbanim. Not all the Rishonim agree with the Tosis. That's what Tosis holds. In Hilchas Shabbos, Rabbi Yehuda's sheet that Dovashenim is Kavin is Asur can only be Asur with the Rabbanim because you're lacking Malachas Mashabbos. He's not really interested in keeping warm. He's only interested in transporting the dresses from one location to the other. Or let's say he's not really interested in making a charitz. Not interested in making a charitz. So that's in Hilchos Shabbos. The Tosis says, so Rabbi Yehuda Shita, that you ask a dov she'ein miskaven on Shabbos, that's only with the Rabbanan. So Rashi is of the opinion that Rabbi Yehuda Shita, dov she'ein miskaven, osur only applies if the Issa that may come out may be an Issa deraisa, but if the worst it'll be is going to be an Issa derabbanan, then Rabbi Yehuda would never say Dovish and Miskavein is Asa. So Tosis Tainus against Rashi, it's not correct, because the Gemara gave is one of the examples of the Machloikis. Even if he is Miskavein Lasa Charitz, the Gemara says Beferish in Perakira, that's only the Rabbanan, because it's Kalach Hayad. So this line in Tosis is really disagreeing with that Rashi. Rashi there in Yuma said that Rabbi Yehuda distinguishes between Anisa Deraisa and Anisa Derabanan. He only holds Dabash and Miskaben Osir and Anisa Deraisa and Anisa Derabanan, he holds Mutter. Really, we should have all said like Rashi says within Rabbi Yehuda. We should have really said that Dabash and Miskaben, I know in advance that it may or may not turn out to be that I'm doing an Avera. I'm not interested in doing an Avera. But I know in advance it may or may not turn out to be an aver. May turn out that I'm doing ha'aloh of shatness with hanoah. May turn out that I do a malocha of asiyas charitz. So you really should have said sofik deraisa lechumra, sofik deraban lekula. If it may turn out to be an aver deraisa, whatever area, then you should say sofik deraisa lechumra. If it may turn out to be an aver deraban, you really should have said sofik deraban lekula. We don't say it like that. So that's what the Chazanish starts off the question. Why don't you say it like that? So why you don't say Safik Derabanan Likula? That we understand more or less why. Safik Derabanan Likula means I'm doing an activity. I don't know whether it's us or Amuta. Here, I'm doing a Pula Hamuteris. I don't know. I know in advance it may turn out that I'll do the second thing. It may turn out that I'm making a Haritz. If I make a Haritz, it means that I did a Malocha Derabanan. That's Kalachayad. So it'll come out that I've either did a malacha de rabbanon. So that's not called safik de rabbanon lekula. Safik de rabbanon lekula means even if the worst thing happens, I have a safik whether what I'm doing is an aveira or not. Here, what I'm doing is mutter, but it may lead to a second pu'ula. I'm doing pu'ula hamuteris, moving furniture, which may or may not result in pulu hasura making a charitz. So apparently we don't accept, even though what Rashi said makes good sense, within Rabbi Yehuda, he says. And that we should have all said like that. If it may turn out to be an aver deraisa, safik deraisa, look, it may turn out to be an aver rabbanon, should be safik rabbanon lekulam. The Tosha shows that it's not correct. Tosha shows that it's not correct, yeah. So the question is, why? And we passing like Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon holds a dov shein in his cabin is mutter. Mutter legamre. Why is it mutter? Why don't you say safik deraisa lechumre? He knows in advance that it may turn out to be an aver. So why shouldn't it be osir? Why shouldn't it at least be Safik Daraisa Lechumra? That's the question. So Rav Soloveitchik presented, we said, all the machlokes between Rabbi Akiva Eger and the Nesibis. The Nesibis who wrote on Choshen Mishpot also wrote on Yeredeya, the Chavos Das, and he wrote on Hilchas Pesach, he wrote to Sefer Mekor Chaim. So in the Sefer Mekor Chaim, he's bothered with Akasha. That we assume Chamish Shavuot La Pesach is mutam and ator. Machlekes Rabbi Yehuda Reb Shimon. That's on Chof Ches Amud Beis. Rabbi Yehuda holds Chamish Shavuot La Pesach is an Issa Deraisa. Even Chemtza Shal Nochri Shavuot La Pesach. When Pesach comes, all the Chamis in the world becomes Asaba No, whether it's owned by a Jew or not, it's Asaba Achil Asaba No, and it remains Asaba No Liyon Avod. Even Chamish Shavuot La Pesach is Asaba No. It's not a penalty for having violated by your Rabbi Motzi, even if it's owned by a non-Jew, it's a real Issa Deraisa, not a Knas. And we don't pass like Rabbi Yehuda, we pass like Rabbi Shimon. That only Chametz Bit Pesach is also Chametz Sha'ova Olava Pesach is only a penalty with the Rabbanon, and therefore they only penalized if it was in the possession of a Jew, because he violated by your Rabbi Motzi. The Gemara points out that it's a Gemara in Gittin, Gemara in different places in Yuma. Sometimes the Mishnah quotes a din and it says Shenema, and sometimes Mishnah quotes a din and says Mishum Shenema. When does it say Shenema? When does it say Mishum Shenema? If it's a din deraisa, then it says Shenema. If it's a din derabbana based on a pasuk in Chumash, then it says Mishum Shenema. Because it says in the Chumash a din X. So therefore, midirabbana, there's a din Y. So that's what the Mishnah says. A chemtzo shal nochri. Sha'ava olav ha-Pesach is mutter. Chemtza sha'risol sha'ava olav ha-Pesach is osa. Mishum shenemar bal yirod bal yimotza. Means because there's a violation of the Aveira. So that's why made the Rabbana, they made a penalty. So that's the Mishnah goes like Reb Shimon. Chemtza sha'ava olav ha-Pesach is only the Rabbana. So the Gemara in Hanizokin has a whole discussion, a whole long discussion. Whenever the Chacham make a penalty made the Rabbana, that they only penalize if the person did the Aveira b'mezid, or should I say, kontzu shogigot amazin? So the discussion begins based on the Mishnah. Mishnah says that hametame v'hamedame v'hamenasech. If hametame your truma, and now you can't eat it, or it's mafsed you the value of the truma, or hamenasech, I acid your wine, but the wine, it's a hezek shein anikra. It's not noticeable. It's a hefsed al pi halacha. I ruined your wine. But in Metzias, if you show it to a goy, the guy will say he didn't ruin anything. So that's called Hezek Shein Nikar. So Hezek Shein Nikar, the Mishnah goes with the Shita Lav Shmei Hezek. You're not Chayv Min HaTorah. It's only a penalty with the Rabbanon. So the Mishnah says, Hametame v'hamedame v'hamenasech, means if one does a Hezek Shein Nikar, he's only Chayv Min the Rabbanon b'mezid. If he made it, Metame v'hamenasech b'shoigeg, is potter. So the Mishnah sounds like maybe there's a different explanation. The Gemara gives a possible different explanation. But the one explanation in the Gemara was because lo kontzu shogigot amazin. Since it's a penalty with the Rabbanon that you have to pay if you're mazik some of the hezek shein anikar, so they only made the penalty if you were mazikim amazin. If you did it on purpose, you did it b'shogig, there's no penalty. Lo kontzu shogigot amazin. So that's what the Shulchan Aruch has a question. The Rishonim have a question. The Meiri in Psachim quotes different opinions. What if somebody violated Bal Yirah by Matzah B'Shoigig? He wasn't aware of the fact that he had Chametz in his house. He was Bodek Chametz Leil Bedika, and he thought that he succeeded in getting all the Chametz and burning it. After Pesach is over, he discovers that he had a box of cookies in his house. That it was in a Cheder Shem Achnisim B'Chametz. He didn't think of looking there. They never put Chametz over there. So what if he discovers? So there's one opinion that there's no penalty. Lo kontzu shogot amazin. So the Shulchan Aruch says, no, that we penalize even if it was b'shoigeg, and even if he wasn't even aware that he had that chametz in his house at all. So the Mikar Chaim, the Nesivas and the Seif and Huchas Pesach, the Mikar Chaim is bothered with Akasha. Shouldn't that be Mesasek? The din is that if a person is Machal Shabbos B'shegeg, has to bring a Chatos. Machal Shabbos B'shegeg means his watch stopped on Erev Shabbos. He thought it's still 4 o'clock and it's already 5 o'clock. So he didn't realize that Shigeg HaShabbos. He didn't realize that it's Shabbos. Or Shigeg HaSmalocha. He didn't know that you're not allowed to turn on the fire. He knew you're not allowed to write, you're not allowed to erase, you're not allowed to carry. He didn't know that there's a Malocha of Havar. I don't know. So either Shigeg HaShabbos, he didn't know that it was Shabbos, or Shigeg HaSmalochas, he didn't know that it's us. But what if he didn't realize what he's doing? He walked out in the street with a new suit. Then he finds out that they left something in the pocket, or they left some buttons inside the pocket of the suit, or they left some material left over when they made the cuffs, or they left some material in the pocket. And he carries on Shabbos without it. Shigegas Pa'ula. He didn't realize what he's doing. Or he opens up the door to his house and all of a sudden the lights go on. He didn't realize the lights are going to go on. That's called Misasik. When the person didn't realize what he's doing, then he's not Chayv HaChatas. So in the Sefer Mikar Chaim, the author of the Nesivos assumes that a person who does an Avera, the Misasik, is not called a Mais Avera at all. It's not just a din that you're not Chayv HaChatas. It's a din in Kol HaTorah Kula. It's not just a din for Chatas. It's the Pa'ula doesn't relate to you. Since you didn't realize that that's what you're doing, it's as if the Pa'ula happened by itself. So Misasik doesn't relate to you at all. So that's why the Mekar Chaim is bothered with Akasha. If the fella didn't realize, that he has Chomets in his possession, so how can you say that he violated Bal Yerah by Matz, even if you say Kansu Shogot Mesa, this is less than Shogeg? He didn't realize that he had the Chomets in his possession. Should be considered Misasek. So if it's Misasek, it's not considered a Maisa there at all, how can we penalize him? That's the Nesivos' Kasha. So Rabbi Kivege corresponded with the Nesivos. They lived in different cities. So he says, Rabbi Kivege writes, he thinks the whole Kasha is based on a mistake. Misasik doesn't mean that it's not a Maisa Aver at all. Misasik just a din. You're not Chayv Chatas. But it is considered. You did the Avera, and it's considered B'shoigeg. And Rabbi Kivege thinks it's only a Ptur from a Chatas Kvua. From a Osham, you wouldn't be Potter. Or let's say a person did an Aver for which it's Chayv Chatas Ola B'yored. Rabbi Kivege has a certain Kasha in his Tosfos Rabbi Kivege on Mishnah Shavuos as a kasha. So he says the teretz is that Misasik is only a ptur from Chatas Kvua, that you bring a kizbo sir whether you can afford it or not. But if it's one of the three averes, Tumas Mikdash Kadosha, Shavuos Bitoy, or Shavuos Eidus, if you chayv a Chatas Olvira, it depends how much you can afford. If you can afford it, you bring a Chatas Beimah. You can't afford it, you bring a Chatas Oif. Can't afford that, you bring a Minchas Chaytay. So on Chatos Oyle B'yore, that the value, the price goes up, the price goes down, there's no Ptura Misasik there. It's only a Ptura and Chatos Kvua. It doesn't apply to Chasa Oyle B'yore, doesn't apply to Osham, and it doesn't apply to Kol HaTorah Kula. It's only a Ptura and Chatos. It's not that it's Havkos Aveira. So, but the Nesivos hold not so. So Rab Soloveitchik thought that the Nesivos was more correct. He thought that it's a din, in Kol HaTorah Kula. There happens to be, there's a big machlokes, the Rambam holds Beferish not so. There's a machlokes Tosfos in the Rambam. The Rambam people don't realize this. Rav Shach didn't realize this. So Rav Shach writes in his Sefer, one of his Tamidim in Panevish pointed out to him, and he says, it's not a Chiddush. He says he never realized it. The Rambam, both in the Pirish HaMishnayis and in the Mishnah Torah, the Rambam has the din of Nisasik is only on Shabbos. It's not a din anywhere else outside of Shabbos. Only a din, Misasik is pata only on Shabbos because Malachas Machshavas Hasvater. Doesn't apply to other areas of Halach. That's Rav Shach points out. The Rambam is beferish like that. The Meiri goes with that. Really, Meiri always follows all the time the Rambam. But the Balei HaTosfos say not so. Balei HaTosfos say the din of Misasik applies in Kol HaTorah Kula because the Pasuk says, Asher Chatabah Prat Misasik. That's a Mishnah in Krisus. Then there's another din of misasik on Shabbos that's unique to Hilcha Shabbos. So what do you need two psukim? If misasik is a din of kol haTorah kula, so what do you need a pasuk for Shabbos? The Tosfos says, let's say it's dark outside. I go outside Friday night. I want to pluck off. I have guests in the house. I want to give them fresh apples for dessert after the meal. I go outside and I have an apple tree. And it's so dark, I didn't realize. I plucked off oranges. I plucked off pears. I come into the house where the light is. I see I plucked off the wrong thing. So even though he was niskaven to do a malach of kotzer, and he did kotzer, he did exactly what the malach was, but he thought he's plucking apples, and it turns out that he plucked off pears. So Taisus says that's in Hilchos Shabbos. You have the pasuk malachos machsheves prat lemisasek that even this kavan lachtam b'chuber zeh b'chatam b'chuber acher, he pulled off the wrong kind of fruit. That's also called misasik. But in Kol HaTorah Kula, that wouldn't be called misasik. But there is a din of misasik in other areas as well. So that's Tosfos Chiddush. The Rambam doesn't hold like that. The Rambam is beferish, both in the Pirush HaMishnayos and Krisis, as well as in the Mishnah Torah. He holds that misasik is only a din in Hilchos Shabbos, doesn't apply to other areas of Halacha. So this, the whole kasha of the Nesivos with Rabbi Kivega, the whole discussion only is on the assumption, like Tosfos, that misasik is a din in Kol HaTorah Kula. So Rabbi Kivega thinks, even if you all like Tosfos, that it's a din kol haTorah kula, it's not a din hafkoas ma'is avera, that the pu'ula doesn't relate to me as if it happened by itself, it is muta legamri. No, it's only a p'tur from chatas kvua. It doesn't pata from Oshem, and it doesn't pata from chatas alaviyari. Rabbi Chana Vassman has an essay. It's reprinted. It was printed in Europe, and then they reprinted it in the Kovet Shiurim Chelek Beis. So he thinks like Rabbi Kivega. He quotes a Rashi on a Gemara. He quotes a lot of, so he thinks like Rabbi Kivega wrote, that Misasik is only a Ptur Chatos. It's not a Hafkos Mais at all. Rabbi Soloveitchik thought that more correct is like the Mekor Chaim in Hilchos Pesach, like the Nesivos, that Misasik is not called my Mais Aver at all. What motivated Rabbi Soloveitchik to say like that? Because he was trying to figure out why in the world does Reb Shimon, we pass like Reb Shimon, why does Reb Shimon say that Dov Hashenim is Kavin is Mutar and Kol HaTorah Kula by the Shatnas? He's going to carry the 30 dresses on his back, and he doesn't know what the weather is like. And when he starts walking in the street, he doesn't know whether it's going to be a Ha'aloh She'esh B'hanor or it's going to be Ha'aloh She'ein B'hanor. Then it turns out at the end that it was Ha'aloh She'esh B'hanor. It turns out that it did protect him from catching a cold. It was pretty cold outside. And initially, he didn't have that in mind. He's just transporting the 30 dresses from one store to the other. But then at the end of the day, he realizes that the fact that he held the dresses on his body, he was walking on without a sweater, without a jacket. So the fact that he held the dresses like that, it wasn't Levisha, but it was Ha'aloh, She'esh B'hanor. But he wasn't interested in getting on. He wasn't thinking about it in advance. So Reb Shimon holds that Dov She'einim is Kavin is Muta. Even though it's an Issa Deraisa, by Gorod, the Mita Kisu V'Safsal, that's Malach HaShabbos Kalach HaYad. That's not the normal way to make a Charitz. So there, Reb Shimon only says Dov She'einim is Kavin is Muta by the Rabbanan. But not only does he hold by the Rabbanan, even by a Deraisa, he says, by wearing Shatnas, that's an issue of Deraisa. So that's what Tosfos proves by us. That's that big, that gigantic Tosfos and Yuma that goes from Lamed Vav and Beis, the Lamed Zayin and Aleph. They start off by attacking the Rashi. Rashi claims that that's Pshat and Rabbi Yudah. Rabbi Yudah holds Dov She'einim is Kavin is Usur is only Dov She'einim is Kavin on a Deraisa, because Safik Deraisa Lechumra. But Dov She'einim is Kavin on a Derabanan, Rabbi Shimon would never, again. A beautiful Dov She'einim is Kavin is Usur is only if it's a Deraisa. If it's only a Derabanan, Rabbi Yudah will agree that Dov She'einim is Kavin is Mutas. So the Tosfos shows from the Gemara, it's not true, because the original Machlokes was by Gora, the Mipi Kisav Isapsal, and there the Malach of Shabbos is done Kalach Hayan. So you see that the Machlokes of Rabbi Shimon is both by Deraisa and by the Derabanan. There would have been room to distinguish, but neither Rabbi Yudah nor Rabbi Shimon holds like that. Rabbi Yudah is Machmer even on a Derabanan. Dov She'einim is Kavin, Reb Shimon is Mekel, even on a Deraisa by Kelaim. So we don't split, we don't distinguish. There would have been room to distinguish, but neither Reb Yudah nor Reb Shimon distinguish like that. So you have to understand, so why does Reb Shimon say that Dov She'einim is Kavin is Mutter on a Deraisa? Let it be Safik Deraisa L'chumer. So Rabbi Chana Vassman works pretty hard on that. he doesn't really give an explanation. He says it's a svara. What's the svara? The Rav Soloveitchik thought that this is the svara, that there is a din of masasik and kol hatorah kula, like the Mekor Chaim assumes, like the Nesivos and Hilchos Pesach assumes. There is a din in kol hatorah kula that masasik is not called a ma'aseh aveira at all. But masasik means is doing pula A. He didn't realize that pula B is going to, he didn't realize what he's doing. So that's masasik. There's no kavanas hasiya at all for the second ma'aseh. It didn't occur to him that that's going to come about. So that doesn't relate to him at all. So the machlekes, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon was, Rabbi Shimon held not only if it didn't occur to him at all, even if he knows in advance that it may or may not, he's doing pula hamuteris, he knows in advance that may or may not result in a pula hasura, you still say that that's also dovashen miskaben, is also like misasek. And misasek is not considered a maisa there at all, so therefore dovashen miskaben is also hetagom, it's not considered a maisa there at all. If you're going to say that misasik is a ma'isa aveira, just a p'tur chatas, so it should be a kalvachayma that dovasheni misasik, he didn't even realize at all what's happening. So it should be a kalvachayma that dovasheni miskaven should be an aveira. How can Rav Shimon be mata dovasheni miskaven? Dovasheni miskaven means he knows in advance that it may or may not result in pulo hasura. And still he holds that it's mutter. So the pashtus is, you have to say that the misasik is not considered a ma'isa aveira at all. So there's a Gemara in Shabbos where the Gemara says Abai v'Rava both make a statement, even though Reb Shimon holds that Dovashen Miskaben Mutter and Abaye Paskins like Reb Shimon. Abaye says, Abai was an orphan. His father died before he was born. His mother died at childbirth. So he was raised by someone else for a while. And then he was raised by his uncle, Rabbi Bar Nachmeni. So he followed, usually he learned by his uncle, Rabbi Bar Nachmeni. And they gave him the name Nachmeni also. They gave him the name Nachmeni. The Gemara says, halachik, the Gemara in Gitna has, halachik Rav Nachman on a certain din, but halachik Nachmeni, the din is like Abaye on another din. Yeah, by a different din in Gitna. Bagili daita vigita. The Gemara says, "Alochi kenachmeni." We pass from like Abai. So on that daf that Rashi quotes from Shabbos daf Chodesh, Abai says he follows everything that Rabbi says. So one of the things that he says is that the din is like Reb Shimon. That Dov Shani Miskaven Gorod Miti Kisa B'Safu Vashle Miskaven Lasos Charitzi. Pass from like Reb Shimon. Dov Shani Miskaven Muta. What if it's a psik reishe? So that's the Gemara later in Masechah Shabbos, in Perek Rav Lezer the Mila, quotes Abai v'Rava both say, even though they both adopt the position of Rav Shimon, Dov Shani Miskaven Mutter, that's if I'm doing Pula Hamuteris, I know in advance it may or may not result in Pula Hasura, but it may not. But what if it's a Vadois? By doing Pula A, it Vadai will result in Pula B. That's a Psik Reishi V'Loyomus. So whenever it's a psikreisha, moider Reb Shimon be psikreisha v'loyom is that it's also. He can't call it a dova sheni miskaven. That's considered a dova hamiskaven. If he knows in advance that the pula A will definitely lead to pula B, it's going to happen, even if he's not interested in it. So that dova sheni miskaven is going to be also. So Tosus has a comment over here on our daf. In the middle of the Tosus, lo yafsho lo kamachaven. Here the Gemara is talking about a person violating his suri hanor. How is he violating his surah? No, let's say on Pesach, he's going to go, he enjoys all year long. He enjoys walking in front of the Goyisha bakery and smelling, getting hanah from the freshly baked bread. There's a special bracha that you say if you smell fruits that have a very pleasant smell. And there's a reach tov b'peiros. And some rishonim are of the opinion that when you smell freshly baked bread, also you say a bracha. And there's a reach tov b'pas. So in Shulchan Aruch, they recommend, since it's a machlokes, whether you say that bracha or not, so best is you shouldn't get involved. You should try to avoid going specially to smell the reach tov of the freshly baked bread. Because the shaila, what do you say a bracha? So let's say he's not from the machmirim. And he all year long he enjoys walking in front of the Trefa bakery. The Trefa bakery is not basim b'chalav. the worst it can be, it's maybe has a little chazer in it. So he has hana from nevela or trefa or behemoth tmeya, which is mutabana. It's mutabana, it's mutabana. You're allowed to get hana. But on Pesach, it's getting hana from the chametz. So if he's going to walk specifically on Pesach in order to smell the reach toiv of the chametz, so that's a violation of isuri hana. So here the Gemara is going to discuss, what if he's walking to shul, he's walking, he has to go visit someone on Chalamoy, whatever, Yontif, he's going to walk in front of the bakery and he will, and they'll probably have freshly baked bread, probably will enjoy the smell, he may possibly enjoy the smell of the freshly baked bread. So that's a question of Davashen Miskaben. He's doing Pula A, walking in the street. Walking in the street is not an Avera on Pesach. And he knows that he's going to walk in front of the bakery, but it could be that the bakery it could be that they closed this morning, or it could be that they don't have any freshly baked bread. Could be they sold everything out. It's already 10:30 in the morning. Could be it's only earlier in the morning that they have the bread with the fragrant smell. So he doesn't know. So it's a dovah she'eino miskaven on getting hanoa from the chametz. Rashi gives you a different case, that there's some avodah zarah, that the nochrim worship some avodah zarah and it has a fragrant smell. So if you're going to go specifically in order to smell it, you enjoy that reach. You're going to go specifically to smell it, you'll be in violation of getting hanoa from avodah zarah. Avodah zarah is asa banoa. Avodah zarah is asa banoa. Tekruvus is asa banoa. No ye avodah zarah. And Mishamshi Avodah Zarah, Aras Abano. Let's say, what's Mishamshi Avodah Zarah? I have a knife that they use to shecht karbonah. So I have a menorah that they use to light candles for the Avodah Zarah. So that's those in the Mizbeach that they offer karbonahs for the Avodah Zarah. That's Mishamshi Avodah Zarah. So the Tekruvus is Asabano, the Avodah Zarah itself is Asabano. The Noye Avodah Zarah, let's say you have a statue and they worship the statue, and they put on clothing on the statue, they put on jewelry on the statue. That's called Noye Avodah Zarah. It says in the Chumash, L'sach m'kesev v'zov aleim v'lakachtoloch. That's Noye Avodah Zarah. So not only the Avodah Zarah is also manor, the tachshitim on the Avodah Zarah, and Noye Avodah Zarah. And then the Mishamshi Avodah Zarah, the things that they use in their church to do avodas, to do service, to worship the Avodah Zarah, that's Mishamshi Avodah Zarah. So all of these are also manor. So if the fellow is going to get hanua from smelling the Avodah Zarah, he goes on purpose to smell it, that's a violation of Isur Hanua. So what if this is the shortest way to walk? He wants to go to shul. Shortest way is to walk in front of the church. So, and he knows that they may or may not have the Avodah Zarah, then it may smell good. So that's a dovah she'eino miskaven on smelling the reach of the Avodah Zarah. So that's what the Gemara is going to discuss, Machlokes Abaye v'Rabbi. So Tosfos says, the only time he called it a dovah she'eino miskaven, and there may or may not be a Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda Reb Shimon, and Abaye v'Rabbi going to have a whole discussion, that's if it may or may not, you may or may not get hanoah from smelling the Avodah Zarah. What if it's bevadoyos? Someone called me on the phone, they said, they just took out the Avodah Zarah, that smells good, whoever walks by is vaday going to get hanoah from smelling the Avodah Zarah. So Tosfos says, if it would have been, or they just, someone calls me, they say, if you go, it's Pesach, and you're going to walk in front of the bakery, the vada, you're going to smell the freshly baked bread, you'll be getting hanoah. And he goes, he's not interested in smelling the bread, but he's interested in going to shul or whatever, going to the Beis Medrash. And the shortest way to go is down this street. But he knows that he vada will get hanoah. He will vada get anoah. So Taisa says, if it's a vada, if it's a psikresha, that it's vada going to get anoah, then it's not called a dovah she'eino miskaven, the sugya doesn't apply. The sugya is only talking about a case where it's not about doors. We don't know whether walking in front of the bakery will, do they have freshly baked bread today or not. Maybe they're selling out yesterday's bread. Yesterday's bread doesn't have such a fragrant smell. Only the freshly baked bread smells gewaldig. So that's what Tosfos says, that the only time you have a discussion, only time is what to discuss with the dovah she'eino miskaven asur amuta, is if it's not a psikresha. Whenever it's a psikresha, then it's not called a dovah she'eino miskaven. And the Acharonim all tell you to look in the Ran and Perek Gid Anoshe in Chulin, that the Ran disagrees with Tosfos. The Ran holds that when it comes to Yisuri Hanoah, even if it's a Vada, even if it's a Psik Resha, then he's going to get Hanoah, it doesn't apply there. Why not? Why not? Why don't you say Psik Resha is not called adoption in Miskavin? So apparently, that's what I think Rabbi Chana Wasserman has this in that same essay when he talks about Dov Sheni Miskavin that appears in the Kovet Shurim Chelik Beis. I think Rabbi Soloveitchik said like that this is apparently what they assume. Hanoa de Memele, whenever the Torah prohibits getting Hanoa, Hanoa de Memele is mutter. Hanoa de Memele, it's only us if you do a Maisa Hamahana. If you do a Maisa Hamahana. So, if the fellow is walking down the block, he's not really interested in smelling the reyach. So the Gemara has on the next daf, the Gemara quotes Rabbi Shua ben Levi here about 15 lines down from the top. Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Pasi, Amar Rabbi Shua ben Levi. The line begins with the words Yeshua ben Levi, Mishum bar Kapora. Bar Kapora was a student of Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. So he says there are three things that are not a violation of Yisrael Hanoah, Kol, Umare, Vereach. Kol means, let's say, the Levim are playing music in the Beis HaMikdash at the time of Nisach HaYayin. So the Levim played Shira, they played music, and the Levim would sing. They would sing the Shir Shal Yom. Umare, let's say you look at the beauty of the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash is Kodesh. It's also about Hanoah. You're not allowed to get Hanoah, Me'ila. So if I'm going to lean on the wall of the Beis HaMikdash, that would be an Issa Me'ila. There's a din, once you're moel behegdish, you have to pay karma chaymish and bring asham me'ilos. So the penalty that you have to pay karma chaymish and bring asham, that the din is e me'ila ben mechuber. There's no me'ila ben mechuber la karka. That's mishnayis in me'ila, in Gemara's in Gittin, and in Sanhedrin and other places. But the isa me'ila is there. The penalty is not there. The karma chaymish and asham me'ilos doesn't apply. It's going to lean on the wall. The wall is mechuber la karka. So you would probably apply the rule of Ein Meila B'Mechubel HaKarka, because Mechubel HaKarka is Dina Kikarka. But the Nisa Meila, there will be. So what if I look at the beauty of the Beis HaMikdash, and it's inspiring, and I have such pleasure, I have physical Anoa. I'm looking at the beauty of the Beis HaMikdash. Is that considered Meila B'Hegdash? So that's what he says, Eima Mishum Meila. You're not in violation of Meila. Kol Omare Verech Eima Mishum Meila. Why? There's no Maisa HaMahana over there. Kol, the person just sits there and he hears. Even if he walks close to the Beis HaMikdash in order to hear the beautiful music and his heart melts away, he enjoys music, even if he walks specifically. You don't do a Maisa to hear. You hear automatically. You don't say walking close is considered the Maisa HaMahana. Hearing, you always hear. If you'll be closer, you'll hear. So kol is a hanoah de memela. Mar is hanoah de memela. If your eyes function, a blind person can't see, but a person whose eyes function, so he's going to see mara. He's not doing a special maisa. And reyach is a question. Reyach, the Gemara says, is not really the same as kol amara. Kol amara, there's no me'ila at all. Reyach is only, the Gemara is going to explain, there's only no me'ila by the Ktoris Lachashatala Timrosai, because Ein Lachadavi here, the Gemara says it. Elam Rapape, around 15 lines later, it's in the middle of Daf Chavav Menal. The line begins with the word Shemo'al. So it says, Elam Rapape, what Rabbi Shimon Levi meant to say was like this, Kol Amare, Emem Shemilifi Shem Ba Mamish. Em Ba Mamish means there's no Maisa Hamahana. He hears, his ears function. The walking close is not called the Maisa HaMahana. Mara, his eyes are open, and he sees a beautiful Beis HaMikdash, and he gets pleasure from it. But Reyach, when he inhales the fragrant smell of the Ktoiris, so it depends. It's Lachash Atala Timros, after the mitzvah of Haktoris was done already, then Ein L'chadovish Anasis Mitzvosoi, then there's no din of me'ila. But kodim shetalatim rasai, then there is a din. So they quote from Ravel Vala Soloveitchik in the Shurim on Krisis that he asked Akashi, he doesn't understand why the Rabbi Shimon bar Levi put the three together if they're totally different reasons. Kol amar em mishumil because they ain't by mamish. Reach is yeshbo mamish because it's nichnas into the nostrils, into the lungs. He smells it. But lachash atalatim rasa, there's no mila because ain lachadavish and asitz mitzas amaylim. So what did he put together? They're not midin echad. There are two different reasons. So I thought maybe the teretz to the kasha was like this. There is a tesis in the end of Baba Kama, where tesis says it depends, reach depends, and we paskin like this tesis. In Yeridea, the Mechaber paskins like this tesis, that reach is only called yesh bo mamish if the flowers are oimed lohariach. If you have ktoris, or incense, that's oimed lohariach. That's why people buy it. But let's say wine, the main hishtamshas of wine is to drink it. Sometimes it smells good also, so you happen to be smelling it. So Tosis says, if you smell a dovashen oimed lohariach, that's called ein bo mamish. So just like kolamare, is ein bo mamish and there's no me'il at all. You don't say the fellow's in violation. The fellow's not in the violation of Hanoya. So the same is true regarding reyach. If it's a dovashen oimed lohariach, then it's called ein bo mamish and there's no iser me'ilah. Yeah. What is it based on? Where did the Balei HaTosfos get this? Because it's a Gemara in Sukkah. Gemara in Sukkah says that the Sukkah is hooked to the mitzvah because the Sukkah, the Schach, with the Divanus. Excuse me for a minute, somebody's knocking on my door. Somebody came to give me a matana of three new svarim. Okay, I have a house. I don't have any svarim in the house. So I have three svarim to duck into. Okay. So the Gemara learns that from the Pasuk that the Sukkah is referred to as Chag, Chag HaSukkahs. And Chag means a Korban Chagiga. Korban Chagiga is a Shlomim, and it's also Bahanoa. Kishem Shachal Shem Shamayim Ala Chagiga. Kachal Shem Shamayim Ala Sukkah. From that pasuk we derive, that's in Sukkah Daf Tesam and Aleph, from that pasuk we derive the principle of Huktzel Mitzvasa is deraisa by Sukkah. Huktzel Mitzvasa is not only a din deraisa by Sukkah, it's a din deraisa we assume by the Esrog and the Hadassim as well. But there's a difference why you learn Amar Matzinim. You learn from that pasuk, Shem Shachal Shem Shemayim Ala Sukkah, that by all Tashmishei Mitzvah, the Huktzel Mitzvasa is Mana Mitzvah. Let's say I have a talus. So it calls man that the talus is still useful and people may still use it. So then it's hooked to the mitzvah. So let's say I have an old dirty talus and my wife buys me a new one and I'm not going to wear the old one anymore. And I want to give it away to the shul and the gabbai doesn't want it because it's old and yellow. And I want to give it to the poor man down the block. He doesn't want it either. So what am I going to do with the old talus? No one's going to wear it anymore. So the din is I can wrap it up in a bag and throw it in the garbage. It's tashmishi mitzvah, la'achal is ma mitzvah. If you have tashmishi kedusha, if you have, let's say, an old sefer Torah tefillin, a mezuzah, an old mental, an old tefillin zekel, an old mezuzah cover, that's tashmishi kedusha. Even after you can no longer use it, it's broken, or the tefillin zekel is, the cardboard boxes are broken, you're not allowed to throw them out in the garbage, even though there are no psukim written on them, you have to put it in Shemus, because that's tashmishi kedusha. But if you have Tashmishi Mitzvah, you have the Esrog after Sukkah. On Sukkah, the Esrog is Huktzel Mitzvah. So after Sukkah, so you're allowed to eat it. And the same thing, the Sukkah, and the same thing, Shofar. Let's say you have a Shofar. So after Rosh Hashanah is over, it's no longer Huktzel Mitzvah. So if you want, you can throw it in the garbage. If you're not going to use it anymore, you can throw it in the garbage. So the Gemara in Sukkah draws a distinction between the Huktzel Mitzvah of the Esrog and the hook to the mitzvah of the hadasim. The hadas is oimed lo hariach, so therefore the hook to the mitzvah of the hadas makes it that it's also to smell it. But the esreg is oimed lachila, so the hook to the mitzvah only asks that you're not allowed to eat it, but you are permitted to smell it. In Shulchan Aruch, they recommend you shouldn't smell the esreg during sukkahs, because when you smell a fruit that has a very pleasant smell, you say, brocha nosen reich tov b'peiros. So that's a machloika. Since the esrog may not be eaten, is it right to say the bracha? And that's a rechto ba peris. Usually peris are edible, but this esrog on sukkahs is not edible. So if you save the esrog till after sukkahs, then you can smell it. You say, no, it's a rechto ba peris, because it's mutabachila. But on sukkahs, that the esrog is also bachila, So it's machlokes, whether you say that special bracha, that's in rechta b'peres or not. That's why in Shulchan Aruch they recommend you shouldn't smell it, or at least you shouldn't smell it as you're about to be out to the mitzvah. Maybe shalom b'shas mitzvah, even though it's also b'achila, but still it is edible, so maybe shalom b'shas n'tilas lulav, maybe then you may smell and you do say the bracha. So the kitzah, the Gemara draws a distinction between the hukta l'mitzvasa of the esrog as opposed to the hukta l'mitzvasa of the hadasim ha'oimed l'hariach. So therefore, when you, Tosus in Bava Kamma around Daf Kuf Aleph or so, there's a gigantic Tosus on the bottom of Amud Aleph. So Tosus says, there's a Mishnah in Shvius that says, flowers that have a good smell have a kedushas peiros Shvius. So Tosus says, how can flowers that grow in Eretz Yisrael and Shnas HaShmita, how can they have a kedushas peiros Shvius? Something only has kedushas perish v'is if the way you get hanoa from it is hanoasa ubiure shove. You get hanoa from it while it gets consumed. But when you smell the flowers, it doesn't get consumed. So Tosus says the halacha considers it. If something is oimed lohariach and you smell it, it's considered as if it's hanoasa ubiure shove. It's considered as if you're consuming it. Well, let's say you're going to smell an esrog, it's oimed l'achila, it's not oimed l'hariach. Or let's say today, flowers are not oimed l'hariach. The flowers today don't have a good smell, they just look nice. So that's what Rabbi Chil Micha Tikhachinsky writes in his Sefer about Shemitah, Bizman Hazeh, Sefer HaShemitah. I think he quotes Rav Kook about that. It could be that flowers today do not have a kedushas perish v'yis, because not oimed l'hariach, just to look at it. That's mara. It looks nice. Mara is ein bo me'ila. That's not called a ma'isa amahana. There's no ma'isa shalhana over there. So then the pashtus is that flowers today that are not oimel hariach should not have a kedushas perish v'is. So that's what we paskan in Shulchan Aruch. Let's say you have yayin nesach mamish, yayin nesach that they poured for Avodah Zorah, that's literally Osa Bahanoah, according to the Ram, Osa Bahanoah Minat Torah. So and you want to smell it. You want to get Hanoah by smelling, not by drinking it. So the Mechaba Paskin, that is Mutta to smell it. Because since the Yayin is Oymed Lachila, it's not Oymed Lahariach, so getting Hanoah is called Ein Bo Mamish. The only time smelling is getting Hanoah if it's Ketores. Keteris is Oymed Lohariach, are flowers that are Oymed Lohariach. So if the thing is Oymed Lohariach, then it's called getting Hanoah. But if the thing is Oymed Lachila and you happen to smell it, then Hanoah of smelling is not considered Hanoah. It's Hanoah de Mimela. So that's what I thought. That's where Rabbi Shur Malevi puts the three together. Kol Mara Verech, Kol Mara is Einbo Mamish. Reach is sometimes Einbo Mamish if the thing that you're smelling is not Oymed Lohariach. But the Gemara asks, why does he put together Reach together with Kol Amara? Reach depends whether sometimes yes, sometimes no. If it's Eimed Lachila, then smelling it would be Ein Bo Mamish. It's not called a Maisa Hamhana. But if it's Eimed Lachariach, then smelling it is considered as if you're consuming it. Then it is considered the Yesh Bo Mamish. So that's what the Gemara says, even if it's Eimed Lachariach, but Lachash Atasis, Lachash Nasis Mitzvasai, then it'll be mutta. We'll have to get to that Gemara. Yeah, so that's perhaps what this Ran is driving at. The Ran in Perikid Anoshe disagrees with our Tosus. Tosus on Chafem Beis, Tiba Mascha Lo Yefsher. Tosus says, Pashtus one would have said like Tosus, the only time there's room for Machlokes, Reb Shimon and Reb Yudah, where the Dobashen and Miskabein is also a mutta, is if it's not a psikration. Whenever it's a psikration, everyone agrees that it's also.
Rabbi, aside the other three, are they ever sometimes going to be mamish?
Kol Amara? I don't think so. Kol Amara, we assume, is always Ein Bo Mamish. I remember one of the Dayanim in London once told me the name of Rabbi Cheskel Abramsky. He used to be the head of the Bezna in London. So after he retired, he moved to Eretz Yisrael, and then he gave shiurim there in Slobodka. He used to come from, he lived in Beit Vegan. He used to give every Shabbos afternoon, he gave a shiur for Balabatim and Beit Vegan for an hour. And he used to travel every week to Bnei Brak to give yeshiva, Slabodka yeshiva. So after he moved there, it's Yisrael B'cheska Abamske, then Dayan Grosnas was the Dayan, Rab Label Grosnas. He learned in Radna and by Rab Baruch Be'er. So I remember he told me in the name of Rabbi Cheskel Abramsky, Shaila, a mace is also Bahanoah. So what if they take a cornea from a dead body and a person doesn't have the ability to see and they give them the cornea from a mace? Is that called getting Hanoah from the mace or not? So he said that on Chavov and Aleph, there's a Tosis, Diba Maschem Ilahu Deleka Ho Yisura Ika. The Gemara makes a diuk on the lashon of Rabbi Shua ben Levi. He says, there is an Issa de Rabbanan. Masheni came to Yerushalmi and Sukkah, the last two lines in the Tesis, Milahu de Leka. So the Tesis quotes the Yerushalmi, Diak Minol, Kol Marechem Shumila at all. That is Mutar even with the Rabbanan. The Mishnah says in Perak HaCholol, in towards the end of Sukkah, that Isha Bereres Chitim, La'or Shal Beis HaShe'eva. So you see that Mare is Mutar Legamre. There's no, even with the Rabbanan, there's no Issa. Even with the Rabbanan, there's no Issa. So that's a Machlokes, the Bavli and the Rishon. So he thought, I was very surprised. The Dayan Grosnas told me that Rabbi Cheskel Abramsky thought if a person is blind and they give him a cornea from a dead body and the mace is also Hanoah, so is that called getting Hanoah? So he thought that that's Mare. The ability to have eyesight is Mare. And he thought that that should be dependent on the machlokes, is the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. I thought it was Gansen wrong. I thought Mare means I see a painting and I go into ecstasy. I get Hanoah. I see something beautiful. Or Isha Bareres Chitim Le'or Shabbes HaShe'eva, the Shemin and the Psilus that they lit during Sukkot by the Beis HaShe'eva. So it was all Hegdish. It was all the Shemin and Psilus was from Hegdish. And it says that women could be do Brere on the Chitim Le'or Beis HaShe'eva. They were able to see things. But the ability of eyesight, that's called Dein Bo Mamish. Let's say they'll take an arm from a dead body and they'll put it, I'm missing an arm. They'll put an arm, they'll sew it onto my body. That's called Dein Bo Mamish. If they put a cornea into my eye and now I have the ability to see, I thought that's Yesh Bo Mamish. A Mamish having Hanoah from the mace. But Moshe Feinstein has a discussion on that about a cornea. So he says that the Tosfos assumes that a mace, so we discussed it a little bit. Tosfos assumes that a mace also banu as a din deraisa. But it says, Vatama Sham Miriam, Vatikova Sham, and Sham Sham Egla Rufa, the Gemara quotes, Vafu Sham is Egla Banachal, that's on our daf. So you learn Sham Sham Egla Rufa, that just like Egla Rufa is also banu, so to the mace is also banu. So Tosfos assumes that it's a real drasha gemara deraisa. Mishlam Melech quotes that the Ashkenazim, the Balei Tosfos, assume that it's a din deraisa, and there's room to question: is it really true? Maybe the gemara just meant it as an asmachta. Maybe they didn't really mean it as a drasha gemara deraisa. So then, even if one assumes that according to Tosfos that meis is also manam in Torah, or hameis is a machlek is 2 days in Tosfos. Whether or hameis, only bisar hameis, or even the skin, or hameis is also. So Rav Moshe assumes, maspik it's enough, it will be machma like Tosfos, that meis, also ba'anom in HaTorah, and will ignore the Mishlam Melech who raised the possibility, maybe the Gemara only meant it as an asmachta. But he says, you're not mechuyev to go so far to assume even the or hameis is also ba'anom. Tosfos assumes, Rav Moshe assumes the or hameis only also ba'anom in the Rabbanim. And then he adds on that the cornea, the consistency of the cornea is like ore. It's not the consistency of basar. It's the consistency of ore. And we should have the right to assume that ore ames is only osam anami de rabbanan. And in Hilchas Shabbos, the din is that whenever you have sakonis aver, an aver won't be able to function. So you're permitted to violate all the rabbanans. So over here, his eye doesn't function. He can't see both eyes. Or let's say one eye doesn't function. So the whole organ, the eye is not functioning. So they want to take the cornea from a mace. If you assume or a mace is only the Rabbanan. That's why Moshe says, Arme is only the Rabbanan. And you're going to violate the Issa the Rabbanan in order to regain the functioning of a limb. So Sakana Sever, you matter all the Rabbanans. That was Rabbi Moshe said to him. But Rabbi Cheskel Abramsky came up with this wild idea. I didn't think it was correct. He thought that it should depend on this machlokes, the Bavli in the Rishalmi, that the Tosis points out. The last two lines in the Tosis, Milahu Deleka, that it's a steer between the Bavli and the Rishalmi, and this is called Mara. I thought there's not, I thought Mara means I see a beautiful sight, or because you have the Or, Beis HaShoeva, so I'm able to see in the Chitim, to throw out the pebbles, throw out the dirt, and only to be left with the kernels of grain. But to give me eyesight, to give me a cornea from a vase, put it in my eye, that it should be able to see. I thought for sure that's a Dovish Yeshbom Mamish. I thought that's Yeshbom Mamish. That's not called Einbom Mamish. I'm using the cornea to give me eyesight. I thought for sure that's a violation. Really, Meikar Adin, that should be a violation. Anyway, getting back again. Yeah.
Sorry, Rabbi. So shouldn't Neros Chanukah be Mutter? We're talking on Thursday.
Mean
it's Mara.
The Ner is Omed le Mara. Omed le Mara. So we say it's Huktzah le Mitzvasa, the whole purpose of a Ner is Mara. So the Huktzah le Mitzvasa is gonna be not to use it for what it's Omed for. And there is usually Omed le Ha'ir. Maybe there is different. Huktzah le Mitzvasa is different, yeah. The Shach, when the Shulchan Aruch quotes that if you have yayin, shall tikruvus avodizar, you're not allowed to drink it, but you're allowed to smell it, even though it has a fragrant smell, you're permitted to smell it because it's not oimid lohariach. The only time smelling is called yesh b'mamish is if it's oimid lohariach. So it's considered, the halacha considers it as if you're consuming the thing by smelling it. But if it's Aymed le'achila and you smell it, that's not considered consuming, and that's Aymed mamish. So when the Shulchan Aruch quotes that, so the Shach picks a fight with the Shulchan Aruch and Tainas that it's not a good raya. The Rishonim brought this raya. The Mordechai quotes this from the Balei HaTosfos, the fact that Esrig Shal Mitzvah is Mutar L'Arechba, and Hodesh Shal Mitzvah is also L'Arechba, because the Esrig is Aymed le'achila and the Hodesh is Aymed le'hariach. So the Shach picks on those Rishayim and he says, maybe it's different by Huktzah the Mitzvah, because Huktzah the Mitzvah depends on Haktzos HaGavra. The person who designates it to use it for the mitzvah, he has in mind that it should become Huktzah the Mitzvah. So maybe by Esrog, which is Amil Achila, he's only Makhtzah it for Achila. He's not Makhtzah it for Reach, because that's not the main role of the Esrog. But the Hadassim, which the main purpose of Hadassim is to get the Reach, so maybe by Reach it makes sense that the person is Maksimi Daita from smelling. But by the Esri is not. So he argues maybe that difference between Omid L'Harich and Omid L'Achila is only by Huktzah and Mitzvah, because it depends on the Haktzos HaGavra. That's the Shach Tainas like that in Yeridayim. So it's a difficult Shach. Because that's when you learn Beitzah Daf Lamed or Med Aleph, there are two girsas there in the Gemara. So the Ramban is of the opinion that a sukkah is only Huktzah l'mitzvasai if you don't sit in the sukkah, say Hazman Alav Milsehi. If you sit in the sukkah only temporarily, you don't want it to become Huktzah l'mitzvasai. So that's a Machlokes Tosfos and the Ramban, two girsas in the Gemara. So Tosfos is of the opinion if you sit in the sukkah, Even if you don't want it to become Huktzah the Mitzvah, so the halacha says it becomes Huktzah the Mitzvah against your wishes. And Tosfos interprets the Gemara like that, and the Ramban interprets the Gemara not so. So the Shach is asking, maybe only by Huktzah the Mitzvah, because it depends on Haktzos HaBailim, depends on Haktzos HaGavra. That's what the Ramban holds. And when you look in Hilchos Sukkah, we don't accept the Ramban's opinion. Shulchan Aruch says, Beferish like Tosfos. Anoye sukkah, it depends on Haktzos HaGavra. Let's say you have schach, you have tfanis and schach, so the sukkah is kosher. And then you have designs. And you have designs, let's say you have apples hanging, you have bottles of honey happening, you have esroging hanging from the top. And you have in mind that you're going to take it down on Chalamoid. You plan to use it for your own purposes. You don't want it to become hooked to the mitzvah. So the way it says in Shulchan Aruch, from the way Tosfos read the Gemara in Beitzah, Daf Lamed, your intention that it shouldn't become hooked in mitzvahs is only relevant on noye sukkah. Does it become bottle to the sukkah or not? But on the schach, even against your wishes, it'll become hooked in mitzvahs. So the whole word that the schach said only makes sense if you hold like the Ramban. But we don't pass like the Ramban. So what is he arguing with the Shulchan Aruch? Shulchan Aruch quotes the Tshuvas HaRashba that the smell Yayin Esach is mutter because Yayin Esach is Aymed Lishtiyah, it's not Aymed Yayin Esach is Aymed Lishtiyah, it's not Aymed Lohariach. The only time smelling is a violation of Isa Hanoa is if it's Aymed like Hadassim, if it's Aymed Lohariach. But it's not Aymed Lohariach, then it's like Kol Amara, then it's called Dein Bo Mamash. So the Shulchan Aruch is correct the way Tosis holds. And this raya, the chilek between Esrig and Hadas, this was brought by the Mordechai B'Shem Bali HaTosis. The Mordechai Sukkah brings that raya. The Tosis doesn't, the Tosis in Bava Kamara and Daf Kuf Alef doesn't bring that raya. But the Mordechai expands on the Tosis, so he brings that raya. So getting back again, this sugya is going to discuss the Machlekes Reb Yudah and Reb Shimon by Dov Shein and Miskavin. Yeah. So the Pashtus, Rab Soloveitchik, is from the Pashtus, Rab Shimon Shita, the Dov Shein Miskavi Mutar, because we consider it like Misasek. He's interested in Pula A, and Pula B may or may not result from Pula A, and he's not interested in it. So since it's not necessarily going to follow, there is no psikreshe, so then I say that it's like Misasek, as if it happened by itself. He had no kavana sasi at all. If it happened by itself, the mice doesn't relate to him. Yeah. So Nachamal said, the Gemara has a machlekes abai v'rabba. What exactly is the machlekes abai v'rabba? The Gemara has two lishenas. Itma, no, abol adam malkarchai, bayam amuteres rabba masura. So what case are we talking about? Efshe v'kamachavin. Efshe means he doesn't have to walk in front of the bakery on Pesach. He doesn't have to walk in front of the church. Where they're burning the fragrant ktoiras, and you're going to smell it, you're going to get hanor. So if it's epshet, it's easily avoidable epshet to avoid it. But loy kamachaben is not really interested in smelling the avodah zarah, smelling the chametz b'pesach. So then everybody agrees that it's us. Efshe become a chab and it's easily avoidable. You can walk on the other side of the street. It doesn't make a difference. Not that this is the shortest way between the two points. He has to go around the corner anyway. So it doesn't make a difference. Efshe, he can easily avoid it, become a chab, and he's going there because he enjoys smelling it. Everyone agrees that it's awesome. Lo yefshe become a chab. This is the only way to go, but he wants to walk in front of the church and in front of the bakery, because he enjoys the smell. So then everyone would agree that it's us. Kuliyama obligados. Yeah. Kuliyama means bein labai, bein lerova. Loi efshev, but loi komachavein. Again, loi efshev. This is the shortest way. He really wants to go in front of the bakery, in front of the church, because this is the shortest way. If you tell him he has to avoid it, he's going to spend an extra 5 minutes. It's going to be a hassle. The easiest way for him to walk is to go over here. So that's called loi efshev. So if it's lo yepshav lo kamachab, and he's not really interested in smelling the fragrant smell, kolay amal apligi the osur bein labai bein lerava bein lereb shimon nachamal bein lereb shimon bein lereb yude, they all agree that it's osur nachamal lo ye no forget lo yepshav lo kamachab lo yepshav lo kamachal apligi the shari bein lereb yude bein lereb shimon bein labai bein lerava, everybody agrees that it's muta. Even Rabbi Yehuda holds that Rabbi Yehuda holds Dov Shein Miskaven is Aser, but that's only if it's Efsher. But Lo Efsher, Lo Kamachaven, even Rabbi Yehuda holds that it's Mut. So when is there a Machlokes Abai Rabbi Kipligi, the Efsher, Lo Kamachaven? He can easily avoid it, but he's not really interested in the result that's going to come. Ali with Rabbi Yehuda, Dov Shein Miskaven, Aser, Kamala Pligi, the Aser. That's exactly when Rabbi Yehuda says that it's Aser. So there's no machlokes abai v'rabbi. Keep pligi when the abai v'rabbi disagree. I leave with the Reb Shimon. The Amar Dov Shein Miskaven Mutar, and we assume we pass on like Reb Shimon. We pass on like Reb Shimon. We mentioned the other day that all of the Rishayim, all the Poskim, Paskim, Halachim, Reb Shimon, Dov Shein Miskaven Mutar. Only Rabbi Yankev Emden has a commentary on the Mishnah. He says he takes on all the Rishayim. He's going to disagree with everybody. He thinks that you should distinguish Tovah Shani Miskavim. There should be a difference between Shabbos and Yom Tov. That the Mishnah in Beitza says Tovah Shani Miskavim Mutter, that's only on Yom Tov, where the Isser Malacha is only a lav, but on Shabbos, where the Isser Malacha is a kores, so then Tovah Shani Miskavim should be also. Where did he get this Einfal? That there's a difference between a lav sheesh b'kores and a lav sheim b'kores. So that's a Gemara in Sanhedrin. On Daf, where is it? On Daf Pei Dalet. The Gemara has a discussion. There's a din of makah avivimah. You violate makah avivimah if you cause bleeding. Why? Because ke adam hu anefesh, and that's considered malikot lakul and malikot lapalga. If you cause bleeding by a parent, if you cause a black and blue mark, that means part of the blood that would normally be circulating in the blood vessels to keep the person alive, part of the blood is now dead. So you killed. That's called malikot lakul and malikot lapalga. Ki adam hu anefesh, adam is for the purpose of keeping the organism alive. So a parent has a splinter, a wooden splinter in their hand, and it's painful. So they ask the son to take it out. So there's a possibility that by taking out the splinter, it may or may not cause bleeding. So maka avivimo, there's no kares, but maka avivimo, mekala avivimo, maka avivimo, there's no kares, but there's mises bezin. Most of the other chayvi mises have kares. Once in a while, you have a lot of things that are kares, but are not misa. Let's say you eat on Yom Kippur, or you eat chametz with Pesach, or bo'al achoso, is malkus. There's not misa. There's kares. Not every case where there's kares is the misa. And there are cases where there's misa and there's no kares. It's not toli zeh bezeh. We don't know what the system is, but that's the klal. There are cases where you're chayiv misa and you're not chayiv kares. So the Gemara says, at one point, the Gemara said, the question is whether it remains lamaskana. So some Rishonim hold that it's rejected, and others hold it's not rejected. It remains lamaskana. So Rabbi Yankev Emden, paskan l'alocha like that. We divide all of the lavim in the Torah into two categories. A lav chomer and a lav kal. A lav kal is when it's dumi the lav the chasima that you just get malchus for it. And a lav chomer is when you get misa or kares. That's from the chamuris. So when is there a machla? Gemara says there in Sanhedrin, daf pei dalet, daf pei gimel, daf pei dalet. When he said there's machla, sabiyud reb shimon dov sheni miskaven, oser amuter, that's by a lav kal, like shatnes. Mecher exus mechin kadarkam vachle iskaven v'chamam te'chamak shamam ne'akshamam. It's a lav shein bo maisa. Or the Gemara has, where else is there machla? By a lav shein bo kores and a lav shein bo misa, by Chotech Baharis. There's a Pasuk, Yisham Lecha Benega Hatzaras, whatever it says, Yisham and Pen Vial, I treat it like a loisese. So one who cuts off a Nega Tzaras, you have to show the Nega Tzaras to the Kohen. And the Kohen paskins whether it's Tomei or Tohar. So if the Kohen looks at it and he says Tohar, then it would appear from the Gemara that there's no Issa to cut it off, the Kohen paskin Tohar. But let's say a person has a Nega Tzaras and he didn't show it to the Kohen. He's afraid to bring it to the Kohen. He's afraid the Kohen may paskin that it's Tomei. He doesn't want to show it to the Kohen. So it says, Sham lacha b'negat tzaras lishma miyot v'lasas ochala sheyor eschama kohanim. You're not allowed to cut it off on your own. Yisham pen v'yal. Yisham b'negat tzaras means a chetech negat tzaras without showing it to the Kohen. If you show it to the Kohen says Tohar, then you're allowed to cut it off. If you want to cut it off on your own in order to avoid showing it, in order not to get involved, it may turn out that you're going to be Tomei, that's the lav. So the Gemara has a din. Let's say the baby needs a bris. We have a baby boy and needs a bris. And the or ha orla that you're going to cut off has a negat saras. So if the father's going to cut it off, he's going to be so excited. He cut off the negat saras from his baby. So the Gemara says, even though the din is that a chaytech mila bismana is even doicha Shabbos and Yom Kippur. If it's a mila bismana, you're allowed to do it even though it's Shabbos and Yom Tov and Yom Kippur. Mila shalei bismana is not doicha Shabbos, not doicha Yom Tov. But even a mila shalei bismana is doicha chaytech tzaras. Then you're allowed to. So the Gemara says, but it's only chaytech if there's no other moil available. if the father does the bris and he knows the history of his child, he doesn't want his child to have a negat saras. So if the father's going to do the bris, it's going to be a dover hamiskavein. He knows he didn't show it to the kohen. He's afraid to show it to the kohen. He's afraid the kohen's going to say tame. So when the father's going to do the bris on a weekday, on his own baby, not on Shabbos, on a weekday, doesn't matter. So the din is that you're permitted and obligated to perform the bris mila, even if it means you're cutting off the negat saras, because it's doicha. The mila bisman is doicha the isra of hishamah benegat saras. But if there's another moil available, so the Gemara says, let the idika acher, levit acher. It's a Gemara in Perikop Lezer the Miller. Let the other moil do the bris mila. The other moil doesn't know what the whole background is. He's not really interested. As far as he's concerned, it's a dov sheini miskaven. He's not interested in removing the tumor from the baby without going. He's not afraid the kohen's going to say that it's Tommy, it's not his baby. He's not thinking at all. So the Gemara says, if you hold like Reb Shimon, the dov sheini miskaven is mutter. So the father's going to do the bris mila on his own baby. That's going to be a dov hamiskaven. So the din is that it's muta. If there's no other moil available today on the Yom HaShemini, the father's allowed to do it. But if the din is esse, dech aloi sese, it's only muta. The esse of mila is only mila bizman, is only dech aloi sese of chotech yabelis, chotech baheris, if it's yafshele kaim shneim. So the Gemara says, idik acher leben acher, let the other moil do the mila. He'll just be interested in doing the mila. He's not thinking about, he sees a negat saras, but maybe the father showed it to the kohen already. Maybe the kohen already said it's mutter to cut it off. He's not thinking about the being mater lishma me'as kol hashayir eschem hakohanim. You only violate that law of chaytach baheres, cutting off the negat saras, if your intention is to get rid of the saras without showing it to the kohen. But the acher is not intending like that. So that's a dover sheni miskavein mutter, if you're like Reb Shimon. So why is it mutter? Dov sheni miskaven according to Reb Shimon mutter by shatnes, mochrek sus moch and kedarkon by chotech baheres, because chotech baheres is a law b'shamah b'negat saras lishma v'liasik chol hashayeres chamakohan malavim. It's a law. It's an isa kal. It's not an isa chomer. But if it would be an isa chomer like maka ovi v'ima that has misa or some other isa that has misa or kares, then we would say, even Reb Shimon would agree that Dov Sheni Miskaven would be Asa. So Shabbos should also be, Shabbos has Koris and Nisa. So Shabbos should have been a Nisa Chomor. And it should have been, even Reb Shimon should agree that Dov Sheni Miskaven should be Asa. So that's what the Gemara says. But Shabbos is an exception to that rule. At that point, the Gemara says, the rule is Reb Shimon would agree to Reb Yudah that Dov Sheni Miskaven is Asa by Yisurim Chamurim, by Krisis and Mises Besen. So Shabbos should be both Koris and Mises Besen. Should have been, Reb Shimon should hold, Dov Sheni Miskaven should be. As Gemara says, no, but Malachas Machshebes Asratur. Since it's a Dov Sheni Miskaven, he's not interested. So there, we wouldn't say, even though there's Koris and Mises Besen, we wouldn't say that Dov Sheni Miskaven is us. That's what Tosfos got their idea from, that even though Reb Yudah says, Dov Sheni Miskaven is Asr on Shabbos, Gora, the mitikis of his apsol, is only Reb Shimon holds mutter. Reb Yudah holds that it's Asr. So Tosfos said, it's only Asr and the Rabbanim. Because the Gemara says, because even Reb Shimon should have held that it's Asr and HaTorah. To be Gora, the mitikis of his apsol, because Shabbos says, Koris, Omises Bezen. So why does Reb Shimon hold that it's mutter? Because Malachas Malshevis Asr Torah. So what does Reb Yudah hold? So Tosfos says, no, Reb Yudah agrees that men HaTorah is really mutter. But Reb Yudah asks, midirabbanon, kedei lahashish, Reb Yudah says, Dov Sheni Miskaven is also on Shabbos, only with the Rabbanon, Tosfos holds. Not all the Rishonim agree. Long, Shit Mekubetzis, in the beginning of Ksubis, they quote many Rishonim who disagree with Tosfos, but that's Tosfos' Shita. And that's Tosfos had that Girsa in the Gemara in Yuma, and Daf Lamed Vav Amid Beis, Lamed Zayin Amid Beis, I think, wherever it is there. That was Tosfos' Girsa in the Gemara. The Reb Yudah Shita, the Dov Sheni Miskaven is also on Shabbos, is only also with the Rabbanon. It's not awesome in our Torah because Malach Malshev is also Torah. So they got it from this Gemara. So why does Reb Yudah asim at the Rabbanon? G'day lahashvah Shabbos l'shar kol ha-Torah kula. Then in kol shar kol ha-Torah kula, Rabbi Yehuda holds that Dabash Eni Miskaben, there is no Dina Malachas Malshevis in Kol HaTorah Kula. So Dabash Eni Miskaben is an Issa Deraisa. So Rabbi Yehuda asks Dabash Eni Miskaben on Shabbos, Kedai Ma'ash for Shabbos, the Shar Kol HaTorah Kula. But according to Rabbi Shimon, then in Kol HaTorah Kula, Dabash Eni Miskaben is Mutter, by Anissa Kal is Mutter. So he doesn't feel compelled. It's a Heter and Kol HaTorah Kula. So he doesn't ask her on Shabbos, Dabash Eni Miskaben. Malacha Shein Tzvicha LeGufa, according to Rabbi Shimon, is only Mutter on Shabbos, not Mutter on Kol HaTorah Kula. So that's why he asks, that's where Rabbi Shimon agrees that Midrabanan, you're not allowed to do it Malacha Shein Tzvicha LeGufa on Shabbos, Kedei LaHashva Shabbos, and the Shar Kol HaTorah Kula. But Dabash Eni Miskaven is not only a Heter on Shabbos, according to Rabbi Shimon, it's a Heter on Kol HaTorah Kula. So therefore, Rabbi Shimon holds that it doesn't make sense to make a Chumra Midrabanan, to ask a Dabash Eni Miskaven on Shabbos. But Rabbi Yehuda holds Dabash Eni Miskaven is also Menatar by all Chavi Lavin. So on Shabbos he asks it, but on Shabbos it's Mutter, because of lack of Malachs Mashavis. Rabbi Yehuda holds Kedei LaHashva Shabbos at Shar Kol HaTorah Kula, he asks a Dabash Eni Miskaven Midrabanan. Okay, we didn't really start the Gemara. This is all Hakdamas. But tomorrow we'll have to start again the Gemara. Okay.